Module 5, Analyzing Financial Statements, Part 2. In this module, we are going to learn more ratios and calculations for analyzing financial statements. Here are the topics for this module. Long-term analysis ratios, coverage ratios, leverage ratios, calculating return on investment, ROI. Our first topic in this module is calculating the long-term analysis ratio. Long-term analysis ratios. Long-term analysis is helpful in determining how well the company is going to perform over time as it relates to the organization's financial obligations. These are the formulas in calculating long-term performance. Coverage ratios. Coverage ratios show how many times a company's earnings can cover the fixed interest payments on its long-term debt. The times interest earned ratio calculates this, and the formula is the following. EBIT is earnings before interest and taxes. I is the interest amount payable on the debt. Leverage ratios. Leverage ratios calculate the proportion of the owner's contribution and the contribution from creditors. Three formulas help you calculate ratios. Calculating return on investment, ROI. Calculating the return on investment, ROI, is a very useful tool in determining if any investment is worth the effort. This calculation takes the project return the investment promises and subtracts the cost of the investment, leaving either a gain or a loss. That figure is then divided by the cost of the investment. If the calculation produces a large percent or whole number, then the investment would be a good one to make. Of course, this would have to be approved by an authorized agent within your company. If the calculation produces a small percentage, then it would not be a good investment to make. A zero means the investment would break even. Here is the formula. ROI equals gain from investment minus cost of investment divided by cost of investment. Whenever you need to make a purchasing decision, it is always a good practice to determine the return on investment. Presenting this ahead of the purchase to your manager, and it would make you look very wise. In addition, taking the time to calculate the ROI demonstrates that you care about the organization. There are other return calculations you can use. Here are a few. Return on assets, ROA. Return on capital employed, ROCE. Return on equity, ROE. Return on gross invested capital, ROGIC. Return on invested capital, ROIC. Case study. Jenny was working on her company's financial reports and needed to include key financial ratios. The first was the long-term analysis ratio. This ratio shows how well the company will perform over an extended period of time given its financial obligations. Next, she needed to include the coverage ratios. These demonstrate how many times the company can pay the interest on its debts with its current earnings. Next, Jenny made sure to put in the leverage ratios. These calculated the proportion of the owner's contribution and the contribution from creditors to the company. Together, these ratios help describe the financial situation of the company and the impact of its debt.